Security has been tightened in Washington as the U.S. Capitol braces for another possible attack. Police have uncovered a new plot to breach the building. The House of Representatives has adjourned, but the Senate will continue sitting. Let's cross over to Simon Marks for the latest from Washington, D.C. Simon, what do we know about the threat?
Well, members of Congress were briefed about this a couple of days ago by the intelligence agencies. It relates to a threat by a right-wing militia group supportive of former President Donald Trump to attack the building today. March the 4th is a big day in the world of the conspiracy theorist supporters of President Donald Trump who attacked the building back on January the 6th because they believe that today is America's official inauguration day. It's a complicated conspiracy theory that suggests that the United States has not had a legitimate president since Ulysses S. Grant in the 1870s, that the real inauguration day is today, not January the 20th. And they appear to have convinced themselves that the stage is set for former President Donald Trump to return to power at some point over the next 24 hours. Now, that obviously is not going to happen, but the mere threat of this intelligence suggesting that the building was being targeted for a fresh assault led Democrats and some Republicans in the House of Representatives to conclude that it wasn't safe and secure to continue with proceedings as normal today. Although, as you said, Steve, the Senate absolutely will be continuing with its work today. Remember, the building is an absolute fortress at this point.
And will security services approach this differently after the building was breached last time?
Well, yeah, in a couple of different ways. I mean, first of all, the building is now completely encircled by what is described as a non-scalable fence topped with razor wire. That is a new scar on Washington's landscape that may become a permanent feature. It's still very unclear how long that defensive fencing is going to have to be in place. The National Guard, of course, remain on the streets as they have been since the initial assault on the Capitol by President Trump supporters on January the 6th. But there's also another big difference, which is that the Pentagon, for example, and other departments of government now report to President Joe Biden, and where it is becoming increasingly evident that back in January, those government departments then reporting to President Donald Trump dragged their feet in terms of a defensive response to what was taking place on Capitol Hill. That is very unlikely to be the case in the unlikely event that there is any meaningful attempt to attack the building over the next few hours.
Okay, well, do stay safe. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.